Support for the Blues Box comes from Acadiana Prescription Shop and independent pharmacist Joel Frugier. Acadiana Prescription Shop is located in the Oil Center on Hyman Boulevard and also at its new location at 5000 Ambassador Caffrey in the Province Cordoba office complex. The phone number is 337-233-4017.
From NPR News in Washington, I'm Corva Coleman. The Labor Department says the January unemployment rate fell a tenth of a percent to 6.6%. But 113,000 new jobs were created. That is far fewer than what analysts had predicted. NPR's John Itzde says other parts of the report were also weak.
The Labor Department did say weather played a big role in suppressing job creation in December and was a small factor in January. But also the government employment, federal, state, and local, dropped by almost 30,000 in January. A bit of a surprise because recent months have showed government employment stabilizing after the big cuts during the recession.
The White House says because of the recovery from the recession, more steps need to be taken to help the economy grow. The Secret Foreign Intelligence Court has approved some new controls on U.S. surveillance. NPR's Carrie Johnson reports on changes to the program for bulk phone records.
Director of National Intelligence James Clapper says the FISA court gives its blessing to limits imposed by President Obama last month. To search the American phone metadata store, analysts must have a reasonable suspicion a number is tied to terrorists and prove it to the court. Clapper and Attorney General Eric Holder are still weighing changes to bulk phone collection, including whether it can be stored with third parties or telecom companies. Carrie Johnson, NPR News, Washington.
The opening ceremonies at the Olympic Games begin this hour in Sochi, Russia. NPR's Robert Smith is there.
Here in Sochi, security has been ramped up for the opening ceremony day. All of the 40,000 people who are inside Fish Stadium in front of me for the opening ceremonies have been frisked and run through airport-style security. Credentials and tickets checked 3, 4, even 5 times. And in the air above the Olympic Park where I'm standing, there are 3 security blimps. This level of security is expected to be kept up for the rest of the games. Robert Smith, NPR News in Olympic Park.
The Department of Homeland Security, meanwhile, has decided to ban all liquids from carry-on luggage of people who are flying from the U.S. to Russia or Sochi. The ban also includes aerosols, gels, and powders, too. The rule comes after the U.S. reported a warning to airlines to watch for the potential of terrorists using toothpaste tubes to create explosives on planes flying to Russia. The agency says it has gotten no specific threat. More than 300,000 people still lack power, mostly in Pennsylvania. They lost it after this week's ice storm. Weather forecasters say the weather is still quite cold and more snow is possible in the area this weekend. And in the Pacific Northwest, people are getting ready for a second snowstorm. This time, as much as 6 to 12 inches of snow could fall. Another storm earlier this week caused massive traffic problems in Oregon and Washington state and led to deadly freeway pileups. On Wall Street, the Dow is up 53 points at 15,681. This is NPR. Authorities in Hong Kong say they've defused a 2,000-pound World War II-era bomb. It was discovered at a downtown construction site. NPR's Frank Langfitt reports from Hong Kong. The discovery of the U.S. military ordnance prompted the evacuation of about 2,000 people from nearby buildings.
Workers discovered the bomb just behind the Cosmo Hotel in the city's Wan Chai area. The device, an AN-M-66, was about 5.5 feet long and contained 1,000 pounds of explosives. Police said the bomb could have caused severe damage within a 30-foot radius, potentially bringing down buildings. A bomb disposal officer said an American plane flying out of the southern Chinese city of Guangzhou dropped the weapon during the Japanese occupation of Hong Kong, which ran from 1941 to 1945. The military traditionally used the device to target ammunition dumps, airfields, and factories, according to the Encyclopedia of Weapons of World War II. Frank Langfitt, NPR News, Hong Kong.
Crews in North Carolina are still working to seal a leaking pipe that has spilled thousands of tons of toxic coal ash into the Dan River. The river is the source of drinking water for Danville, Virginia. The ash is from a coal-fired plant owned by Duke Energy. Duke Energy and North Carolina officials tested the water and said it found some toxins, but at levels considered safe for people and fish. However, an environmental group also tested water, saying they found toxins nearly 9 times higher than the state's results. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention has discovered the cause behind the illness outbreak aboard a Royal Caribbean cruise ship last month. It was a new strain of norovirus that sickened nearly 700 passengers and crew. I'm Corva Coleman, NPR News in Washington.
Support for NPR comes from NPR stations. Other contributors include Cleveland Clinic. Every life deserves world-class care. More at clevelandclinic.org.
It's 6 minutes after the hour of 10 a.m. You are tuned into the Blues Box here on KRVS, and we have blues for you till 1 this afternoon. Coming up at 1 o'clock, of course, will be American Roots with host Nick Spitzer. And at 3 o'clock, stay tuned for Roger Cash and Freetown Radio. All right, now we're going to venture back to 1966 and listen to the biggest hit that Slim Harpo ever had.
I don't know where to scratch. Come here, baby. Scratch my back. I know you can do it. So, baby, get to it. Ah, you're working with it now. You got me feeling so good. You don't look to the sun now, baby. This little girl sure knows how to scratch. Now you're doing a chicken scratch. Thank you.
One Sunny Day, music from Lonnie Brooks. Lonnie recorded that one in Chicago back in 1967. He's originally from Dubuisson, Louisiana. Before we heard Lonnie, we heard another Louisianian, Slim Harpo, James Isaac Moore from Baton Rouge. We heard him from, again, from 66, doing Scratch My Back, and that was his best-selling tune ever, his best-selling recording. We're going to turn now to a version of, I guess, his best-known recording, King Bee, which he recorded back in March of 1957. We're going to have a little change of gender on it, though. Here is Sue Foley from her disc, Young Girl Blues, with Queen Bee.
Well,
Tracy Nelson. Tracy Nelson from her disc Victim of the Blues that came out in 2011. A rendition of a Jimmy Reed tune, Shoot My Baby. Tracy Nelson is, of course, best known for forming the group Mother Earth in San Francisco. But prior to that, in the decade of the 60s, she had been in Chicago and got to record with some real great artists and hear a lot of them and learn from them. Before we heard Tracy Nelson, we heard Sue Foley from her 1992 disc, Young Girl Blues. She was, maybe 23, 24 at the time. Originally from Ottawa, Canada, she had been invited down to Austin, Texas by Clifford Antone of Antone's Records. Sue Foley did a rendition, ladies' version of the Slim Harpo tune King Bee, Queen Bee in her case. Next here on the Blues Box, we're going to go back to 1967 and listen to Nina Simone give a beautiful treatment to a tune that Bessie Smith had recorded some decades earlier.
I want a little sweetness down in my soul. I could stand some loving, oh, so bad. I feel so funny, I feel so sad. I want a little steam on my clothes. Maybe I can fix things up so they'll go. What's the matter, Daddy? Come on, save my soul. I need some sugar in my bowl. I ain't fooling. I want some sugar in my bowl. You've been acting different, I've been told. Soothe me, I want some sugar in my bowl. I want some steam on my clothes. Maybe I can fix things up so they'll go. What's the matter, Daddy? Come on, save my soul. I want some sugar in my bowl. I ain't fooling. I want some sugar in my bowl.
Support for the Blues Box comes from Begno Manufacturing. Begno is a precision sheet metal manufacturer and industry innovator, specializing in precision sheet metal cutting, bending, perforation, forming, laser welding, and assembly. As a locally grown company, Begno prides itself on community engagement and support. Each Friday, Begno invites visitors and clients to tour the facility and enjoy lunch with the team. To schedule a visit, the telephone number is
237-5069. Now, women be wise. Never sit around gossiping, explaining what your good man really can do. Now these women nowadays, they ain't no good. They laugh in your face, then try to steal your man from you. Now women be wise, keep your mouth shut, and don't advertise your
don't ever tie your man. Don't never sit around gossiping, explaining what your good man really can do. Now these women nowadays, they're not true blue. They will laugh in your face, then try to steal your man from you. Women, be wise. Keep your mouth shut. Don't advertise your man. Don't be no fool. Don't advertise your man. What da da da? What da da? What da da da? What da da da? What da da do? What da da do? What da da da? What da do? Now these women nowadays, they ain't no good. They fool around with everybody in your neighborhood. Now women, be wise. Keep your mouth shut. Don't ever tie your man. Don't be no fool. Don't ever tie your man. Now women, be wise. Keep your mouth shut. Don't ever tie your man. Don't never sit around, girls, explain all your secrets, telling folks what your good man really can do. For these women nowadays, no, they ain't no good. They will laugh in your face, then try to steal your man from you. Women, be wise. Keep your mouth shut. Don't advertise your man. Don't be no.
Beulah Thomas, better known as Sippy Wallace, recorded in Europe in 1966, reviving her career as one of the great blues women, blues women. Actually, she was one of the great blues women in the 1920s. And this was a reprise of that tune. She had little brother Montgomery on piano with her on this track. She herself was a very fine pianist, originally from Houston, Texas, Sippy Wallace. Before we heard Sippy, we heard Nina Simone from 1967 doing a rendition of I Want Some Sugar in My Bowl, again a tune first recorded by Bessie Smith. We're going to turn now to the woman that helped Sippy Wallace revive her career in the 1960s. That would be her old friend Victoria Spivey, who herself was a pianist originally from Houston. She'd play in bawdy houses and that sort of thing, speakeasies or whatever, and ended up in Chicago and New York, and really, really great, great artist. In the early 1960s, she formed her own record company to record otherwise under-recorded blues artists, and she had working for her at a time, probably at a very low salary, a young Bob Dylan. Victoria Spivey from 1929, here she is with a number called Telephoning the Blues.
Well,
Roosevelt Sykes on piano and vocals from 1945 with a number that he had first recorded in 1937. And the 37 version was one that Ray Charles had heard. Actually, Nappy Brown had heard that one and recorded it. Then Ray Charles heard the Nappy Brown recording, and the rest is music history. Anytime is the right time, Roosevelt Sykes. Before hearing Roosevelt Sykes here on KRVS, we heard Victoria Spivey from 1929. Victoria Spivey doing a number called telephoning the blues. She was one of the great blues singers of the 1920s. And again, obviously, her career lasted a lot longer than that in music if she opened up or started her own record label in the early 60s. We're going to turn now to another guy that plays piano, though not on this particular track, a multi-instrumentalist known as Amos Easton, but better known in recording circles as Bumblebee Slim. Interesting character. He was born in Georgia and ended up in Chicago in the 1930s. Historians don't pay a lot of attention to this guy because he basically sounded like a lot of other people, but he was very talented and a good songwriter. Here he is from 1934, and if you hear his listen closely to his guitar runs and think they sound a lot like Leroy Carr's guitars, Scrapper Blackwell, you would be 100% correct. Here's Amos Easton with a number that Muddy Waters later used, at least a melody anyway, for one of his compositions. Amos Easton with Sail On, Little Girl, Sail On.
I get on sea to some foreign distant land, and I'm gonna be some other woman's man. Sail on, sail on, little girl, sail on. Gonna keep on sailing till you lose your happy home. When there'd be no train, get my galley away before. When there'd be no train, get my galley away before. I was young and wild, people I didn't know. I could change my mind and love somebody else. I could change my mind and love somebody else. I lived in misery, but I brought it on myself.
Support for KRVS comes from the Acadiana Center for the Arts, presenting The Unity Group, featuring 20-time Grammy winner and master jazz guitarist Pat Metheny, coming up Tuesday, February 18th, at the Hyman Center in Lafayette. For tickets and more information, the website is acadianacenterforthearts.org.
This program is sponsored by the Office of Dr. Anne Lorentz Dental Artistry, now offering anxiety-free sedation dentistry. Dr. Anne Lorentz Dental Artistry, located at 101 West Marshall Avenue near River Ranch in Lafayette. The number for more information or to schedule an appointment is 406-1110, online at drannelorentz.com.
A long, tall mama, she stands about 7 feet 9. Got a long, tall mama, she stands about 7 feet 9. And when she get to loving, holler, Papa, won't you take your time? Or when she started loving, she sure can do her stuff. Or when she started loving, all she sure can do her stuff. And she squeezed me so tight, holler, Mama, Lord, if that's enough. Got a brand new movie, Lord, it's one that she calls her own. Got a brand new movement, it's one that she calls home. And when she started kissing, make a poor man leave his home. Mama, and she do a little that. So she do a little this, Mama, Lord, and she do a little that. And when she put on full steam, make a freight train jump up track. Handsome, sweet as she can be. Such she long and tall, Mama, handsome, sweet as she can be. To satisfy that woman takes more than a bumblebee.
Big Bill Brunzi on guitar and vocals, a number called Long Tall Mama. Big Bill preceded by Amos Easton, better known as Bumblebee Slim. He did a number called Sail On, Little Girl, Sail On, and that was later used by Muddy Waters for his tune Honeybee. We're going to turn to Muddy next here on KRVS. Here's Muddy with a title just dripping with machismo. Muddy Waters from 1963 with My Love Strikes Like Lightning.
Like lightning down, that will hit you just like a falling tree. My love strikes like lightning, that will hit you just like a falling tree. Oh, you know that's not a pain will hurt you, but it'll leave you in such a misery. Like lightning, and it'll get all into your bloodstream. Oh, you know my love strikes like lightning, and it'll get all into your bloodstream. Oh, look at my baby laughing at me. Said, Muddy, I know just what you mean.
Shake the teeth up in your mouth. Oh, you know my love strikes like lightning. We'll shake the teeth up in your mouth. Oh, you know I know my baby, she helped. And this little girl, she know what I'm talking about.
Mean and Evil. Elmore James on guitar and vocals, one of the most influential of the Chicago-based blues artists of the 1950s and well on into the 1960s. He was to some extent a protege of Robert Johnson. At least he adopted Johnson's style to electric guitar. And he'd been playing quite a bit in the Delta with Sonny Boy Williamson II before he launched his own recording career. Before we heard Elmore James, we heard Muddy Waters from 1963. Muddy, along with James Cotton on blues harp, Luther Tucker on guitar, Otis Spann on piano, Willie Dixon on bass, and Willie Smith on drums. My Love Strikes Like Lightning. Speaking of lightning, had a request for Lightning Hopkins. Here he is from a disc called Blue Lightning.
I come home this morning, yes, I found my baby crying. I come home this morning, yes, I found my baby crying.
I said, Lord, have mercy. What is wrong with that little baby of mine? You've not hurt me so bad. See them tears roll down my baby cheek. Yeah, you know it hurt me so bad. See them tears rolling down my baby's cheek. Whoa, you know I didn't have no money. Whole life and didn't have a bite to eat. In the spring. One more time.
Skip, wherever you are, this one's for you.
Last night.
to take me some rest.
Bonnie Raitt. Bonnie recorded in 2003 with a tribute to the late Skip James, Nehemiah Skip James. That was her rendition of a tune he recorded back in 1931. Devil Got My Woman was the original name of the tune. Skip James, his career was revived in the 1960s, and he influenced a lot of people, I guess maybe even two generations removed as far as the blues is concerned. People like Dion DiMucci, also Rory Block, and probably Bonnie Raitt. She may well have had the opportunity to hear him. Before we heard Bonnie Raitt here on KRVS, we heard Lightning Hopkins from the disc Blue Lightning. Lightning did a number called Found My Baby Crying. You're listening to The Blues Box here on Public Radio for Acadiana, KRVS. We broadcast at 88.7 FM, Lafayette and Lake Charles. We also stream live audio on the web at krvs.org. We'd like to thank all of you out there, members of Public Radio, who keep us on the air with your annual contributions. We would not be here without that support. We have a great day lined up for you here. Coming up at 1 o'clock will be American Roots with host Nick Spitzer. That's followed at 3 p.m. by the program Freetown Radio, hosted by Roger Cash. At 4 o'clock, All Things Considered, national and international news from NPR. Coming up at 7 tonight, music continues with Lee Kleinpeter and Big Band Swings and Other Things, followed at 9 o'clock by Joanna Devine's Avalon Variety Hour, and then at 10 p.m. Stay tuned for James Van Way and Out on the Fringe. We have blues for you till 1 this afternoon here on KRVS. Here is blues from Delbert McClinton.
Well, it's 3 o'clock in the morning, y'all. Oh, and I'm biding my time.
Now won't you give me two more, Mr. Waiter, cause you know I got a whole lot on my mind. I'm going back to Louisiana.